Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Positive Dragon Podcast. It is Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. Okay, and we are here. We are grateful, and we are thankful, and we are filled with love and light. This beautiful Wednesday rising, here, ready to help you get your vibes right. I am Inaja Dragon. And this is the Positive Dragon Podcast. I don't know if I said that already. Welcome, guys. I just want to say thank you again to all the new listeners that this podcast has been experiencing. I love hearing from you guys. Y'all have the most interesting lives and so much stuff going on. It's crazy how broad of a spectrum of listeners this podcast like attracts. The jobs and the lives of us are so different, yet we all like, you know, we're all have this positive moment together, and it's just beautiful. So I just want to continue that on today with more affirmations, another quote, and another conscious call to actions, like I do every other day. Okay, so enough of me talking your head off. Let's get into these affirmations. Y'all know I say them three times. Leave some space in between so you can say them out loud or to yourself. Also, there'll be a conscious call to action and a quote of the day. If you're feeling these good vibes, all I ask is that you share this with your friends and family on your timelines and in your text messages and such. All right, so without further ado, let's get into today's affirmations. Love always heals. Love always heals. Love always heals. I am blessed with talents that I love. I am blessed with talents that I love. I am blessed with talents that I love. Healing energy surrounds me at all times. Healing energy surrounds me at all times. Healing energy surrounds me at all times. I am a leader. I am a leader. I am a leader. I am amazingly beautiful and kind. I am amazingly beautiful and kind. I am amazingly beautiful and kind. I am stronger than any storm. I am stronger than any storm. I am stronger than any storm. Today is going to be incredible. Today is going to be incredible. Today is going to be incredible. I am full of courage. I am full of courage.
I am full of courage. Today's quote of the day, I didn't look up a quote, but the phrase, you get good at what you practice, you know, or somewhere along that line is what phrase keeps popping into my head all day. Like, I've been hearing variations of that phrase throughout different movies and things like that that I've been watching and listening to and stuff like that. So I want to pass that message on to practice things. I know a lot of us have some unexpected downtime. Things are a little different than what we are used to in our everyday, but if you've ever wanted to like pick up a certain book and read all the way through, or wanted to catch up on a show that you're very interested in, or pick up a new hobby or learn a new craft, this is a really good time for that. YouTube has a lot of free tutorials from people just like you and me that picked up something one day and decided to learn it. So I suggest that if, you know, we can't get out and about, do take on those online webinars and online web classes and stuff like that, but do be mindful. Some people do make sure they're good classes if you're going to pay money for them, but like I said, I love going to YouTube and learning different crafts through that. So practice is today's quote of the day, is to, you know, practice things. You get good at what you practice. So not only should you be practicing a new craft and stuff during this time, practice how you would like communication to go around your family and friends. Practice how you would like to interact with your everyday life. Maybe you're not getting up to go actually to work and you're working from home, but practice the routine of how early you would like to starting your day, and you know, so that your day flows a little better and stuff like that. Okay, I know that's kind of like a conscious call to action and a quote of the day, but you know, hey guys, I'm just flowing with it with the podcast today, because like I said, just like everybody else, I'm kind of affected by everything that's going on too, and I'm just trying to get back into a routine that makes me comfortable and that just flows good with my life. So let's get out there and spread some good vibes and some love, and don't let all this fear that's, you know, being brought to us all day, every day, get to you too much. Try to go off into your positive places of peace. Me personally, I like to go to meditation, but you know, you, whatever that outlet is for you, do those things. We have a little downtime now, so definitely take advantage of that. I am giving myself and my unique talents to the world. I am giving myself and my unique talents to the world. I am giving myself and my unique talents to the world. I am creating the life I dreamed of. I am creating the life I dreamed of. I am creating the life I dreamed of. I have an abundance of energy. I have an abundance of energy. I have an abundance of energy. Feeling confident and assured and strong is a normal part of my life. Feeling confident, assured, and strong is a normal part of my life. Feeling confident, assured, and strong is a normal part of my life. As I take on new challenges, I feel calm, confident, and powerful. As I take on new challenges, I feel calm, confident, and powerful. As I take on new challenges, I feel calm, confident, and powerful. I am courageous. I am willing to act and face my fears. I am courageous. I am willing to act and face my fears. I am courageous. I am willing to act and face my fears. Today's conscious call to action is going to be for 11 minutes, do a visualization meditation, okay? And I want it to be as intense and as detailed as you can possibly get it. If that means writing down this idea of peace and harmony and love, or like me, sometimes I like to sketch it out, or just sitting and thinking in deep thought about a peaceful, loving environment. That is the focus for 11 minutes. Set a timer on your phone if you have to. 11 minutes of just visualizing a peaceful, loving environment. Okay, that is today's conscious call to action. If you would like to share with me what you visualize in your 11 minutes, you can do so by hitting me up on any social media. My name on pretty much every type of social service out there is Enaj the Dragon. That's E-I-N-A-J. T-A-G-D-R-A-G-O-N. On Facebook, I think it's three different words, but everywhere else is all one word with an at symbol in front of it, okay? So contact me, and if you'd like to share what you visualize, let's spread some positive energy and thoughts and more things like that, all right? That is today's conscious call to action. I feel strong and determined today. I feel strong and determined today. I feel strong and determined today. I forgive myself for mistakes I've made and I learn from them. I forgive myself for mistakes I've made and I learn from them. I forgive myself for mistakes I've made and I learn from them. I feel well rested and energized. I feel well rested and energized. I feel well rested and energized. I am at peace. My mind is calm and clear. I am at peace. My mind is calm and clear. I am at peace. My mind is calm and clear. I am confident in my present and in my future. I am confident in my present and in my future. I am confident in my present and in my future. I attract love, positivity, and wealth. I attract love, positivity, and wealth. I attract love, positivity, and wealth. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Positive Dragon Podcast. If you're looking for me, it's Anaja Dragon, and I'm also going to have a link in the description box to my link tree that'll take you to different pages and all sorts of things. I'll have all sorts of resources and stuff like that in that link tree, so make sure y'all check that out, and remember to keep those vibrations high and that spirit unbothered until we speak again tomorrow, okay? I'm Anaja Dragon, sending you love, peace, and light.